now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
It is a themed show this week on the Cocktail Nation as we play songs about the female species. And speaking of girls, we take a look at the evolution of women, not from Eve, but from the women's liberation movement of the 1960s. So much happened in the 60s, so much that was pivotal in where we are today, and the women's lib movement was one of them. Speaking of the 60s, we talk Mad Men, which returns soon. I've got a cool book to check out as we see what is reading in the Penthouse, plus I've got all the best parties from across the globe. Let's kick it off with Octobop and Girl Talk on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
I dig chicks, a chick's a man's best friend. I dig chicks, to me, chicks are the end. I dig dogs, that's how I get my kicks. Weak ones, strong ones, right ones, wrong ones. I dig chicks. I dig Polly and Molly, and by golly, I dig Mildred too. I dig Janie and Maisie. I go crazy over quite a few. I dig Betty and Bobby. Man, what a hobby. Dolls are really fine. I dig Gertrude and Tilly. It may sound silly. I wish they all were mine. I dig chicks from the city or the farm. I dig chicks just as long as they have charm. I dig girls, though they get me in a fix. Mean ones, lean ones, cool ones, fool ones. I dig chicks.
With Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net, and Jonah Jones, I dig chicks. I do. On the show this week, our feature is all songs about girls, and I thought let's talk about the women's liberation movement, because that was such a pivotal event in the 1960s that has shaped the world that we live in today. Let's go right back. Women took over jobs from men during World War II, but the emphasis was that it was always going to be a temporary thing, but this was the start.
And Lee Dunning, who now welds on landing barges. And what about after this war, Lee?
Well, this job belongs to some soldier. And when he comes back, he can have it.
Oh, that's swell.
And of course, women's role was quite defined still.
Throughout the length and breadth of America, in every city and town, every day in the week is somebody's wedding day.
I pronounce that they are husband and wife.
No ceremony more deeply symbolizes every woman's hopes.
Certainly the defined women's role was reinforced in TV and commercials and popular culture at the time.
A woman's place in this old world is under some man's thumb.
Glad you dropped in. Amazing, isn't it? Look at that. And she did the washing and ironing today for a family of five. The four of us and the baby upstairs.
On the first morning of our honeymoon, I discovered my beautiful bride didn't know the first thing about coffee. And I love good coffee. Wife, I said, this is Maxwell House. So remember, be a good little Maxwell housewife, and this honeymoon could last forever.
Carol took a general home economics course. Not one which would lead to professional employment, but one which fitted her for that very important career of being Mrs. Bill Johnson.
One of the common themes was that women were less competent than men.
Open the door!
Sorry, honey! My watch stopped!
That's because you forgot to wind it again, Alice.
Now, in the workplace, women who did work were often restricted into what jobs they could take, and the possibility of career advancement was generally zero. Dusty Rhodes graduated from college in 1950, but knew her childhood dream of being a pilot would never be realized.
We had the national air races in Cleveland every year, and so aviation was very big in my life. And I had, up till I was in high school, and found out from my father, you can't be an airline pilot, darling, they don't hire ladies. It broke my heart, but so I settled on being maybe a flight attendant, maybe stewardess.
Every day I'm learning more. It'll make me a good stewardess, a better human being. And after a while, maybe, a better one. At least I can dream, can't I?
The image of a stewardess is of a young, single girl. And the airlines wanted to perpetuate that almost as an image that the male could get on there and think, maybe I may have a date tonight.
Like everybody else, Dusty Rhodes was expected to quit the job when she turned 32.
That made me angry. It really did. It just it violated my sense of fair play that they didn't, that they, pilots can be fired at age 60, and we were fired at age 32. There's something was wrong there.
Now, dissatisfaction continued and led up to the point a manifesto became the new call to arms. In 1963, this book was called The Feminine Mystique. The writer, Betty Friedan.
The majority of American women in many age groups are working outside their home, but most of them are working at low-paid, relatively low-skilled jobs, often in a dead end from professional advancement, and they are not really taking part in the decision-making areas of American life in anything except token numbers.
Now, not everybody agreed with Betty Friedan. Colin Perreault thought her ideas were a little on the weird side.
I thought, how strange. What is wrong with this woman? Everybody I knew was not oppressed and was very happy and was not miserable, and we were all enjoying raising our families.
For Jackie Sibius, the feminine mystique was a revelation.
Betty Friedan was speaking to me. I was a married woman trapped. It just expanded my life. The first thing I thought of was, instead of blaming my husband or myself, I realized it wasn't us, it was the society.
A scientific discovery changed the ball game forever in the women's liberation movement. And it was some medicine, a pill, that would change their world.
This is a highly effective means of contraception. I think the figures currently being used indicate that it's about 99-point-something effective.
By 1966, 6 million women were on the pill. By 68, it was 11 million. And long-standing sexual habits changed almost overnight. Amy Cohen was at college in Michigan in 1969, and she had a freedom her mother's generation had never known.
It was just like a new world had opened up to me. I'm 19 years old, I'm at a big university, and Betty Friedan is telling me I can do anything I want. It's like going from zero to 100, and your mind spins. We didn't know quite what we were doing in our relationships, but they were going to be equal. Equal was our word. Well, one mistake, and you're off in the suburbs, home, having babies and starting a family, it was over.
Amy Cohen decided to take that big leap and go on the pill, and she had to ask the student health clinic for the pill.
Raised that I wasn't going to have sex until I was walking down the aisle. And so there I sat as a college student with my wonderful partner in the waiting room, and I'm thinking, if we're all equal, why am I in here by myself? Having to choke out that I needed the birth control pill. It sounds funny now, but you know, when I was 19 and it was real hard.
Of course, for women, this made family planning a whole lot easier. Amy Cohen graduated, got married, and planned her family with precision.
I figured out exactly when I needed to get pregnant so that this baby would be born 2 weeks after finals, and then I'd have a 6-week maternity leave, and then I'd teach a class, and then I'd be full-time again in the fall. I was, and it happened. Twins.
In the age of the pill, and with Betty Friedan as their poster girl, women's lib protesters took to the streets with excitement and enthusiasm.
In the name of the mother, the daughter, and the holy granddaughter, our women.
Jackie Sibius became a leading activist.
From childhood, little boys think that they're going to grow up to be God, and this is consciousness raising. We say, hey, church, if you really, really think of all human beings, you better start changing that image of, you see that thing, and God created woman in her own image.
It was a fabulous, fabulous time, because it was like a fever of excitement of all the women changing their lives.
But when I'm talking about the partnership,
because if marriage is anything, it's a partnership.
I mean if somebody else takes care of the child.
Oh,
this is what I meant.
But what is your responsibility to the kids?
There was an anger welling up in you all the time. Here we were, American women, we had the best life in the world. What did we want? They didn't understand that we wanted to be thinking human beings and take responsibility of running this world equally with men.
She talked about the protests at the Miss America contest.
We threw bras and girdles and stockings, high-heeled shoes and cosmetics into the trash can. The press loved it, and we learned very early on that the press liked crazy things, so let's use the press. We didn't burn any bras. They would have happened if they had allowed us to have a fire.
For those who think that the women's liberation movement is a joke vaguely connected with burning bras and getting in the men-only bars, may I disabuse you of that notion. It is about equal pay and equal opportunity in the job market.
It certainly took some time, but there is no doubt about it, they got there and certainly shaped the world that we live in today. Dusty Rhodes says it all.
It gives me a big thrill when I go up that cockpit and I see a gal. I could be a pilot now. I could be a doctor instead of a nurse. I'd be a pilot instead of the flight attendant. Be a senator instead of the secretary.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
She passes, goes, ah. When she walks like a samba that sways so cool and swings so gently that when she passes, each one she passes, goes, ah. Ooh, how he watches so sadly. Straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tan, young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
que eu já vi passar. Oha, que coisa mais fina, mais cheia de graça. E ela me diga que vê, que passa o mundo de dança e caminho do mar. Ora, que estuda o vozinho. She doesn't see que eu já vi passar, que eu já vi passar. No, she doesn't see.
Nation, our all-girl theme. And over on the News of the World page of my website, cocktailnation.net, where we put all the retro news. You can read about the veteran stage, film and TV performer best known for playing Alice Cramden in the 1960s recreation of The Honeymooners. She died at the age of 92. Sheila McRae, a singer, dancer and actress. She was married to Oklahoma star Gordon McRae for 26 years. They appeared together in 1964 on The Ed Sullivan Show when the Beatles were featured. In an earlier version, Audrey Meadows starred as Jackie Gleason, Gleason's wife. In an earlier version, Audrey Meadows starred with Jackie Gleason as lovebirds and sparring partners Ralph and Alice Cramden in The Honeymooners. Sheila McRae replaced Meadows as Alice in the later version from 66 to 70 on The Jackie Gleason Show. A native of London, McRae made a cameo as herself on I Love Lucy back in the 1950s. Read about it and a whole lot more on the website www.cocktailnation.net. Jimmy Vargas now and Cigarette Girls.
Strike sensations. That's my lucky strike sensations. Cigarette girls. Cigarette girls. Cigarette girls. Cigarette girls.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Spoken! It's alive!
A lounging Lothario bachelor amongst all these young married women in suburbia. And yet somehow he pulls it off.
I think the reason he did that was because it was Bob Hope and he just had that suave thing. He'd get away with it.
The Cocktail Nation.
You're heaps good on the radio. It's really cool, man.
It's one of the most exciting sounds in the world.
Love the station.
Now, you know, Jerry and I have been together for a long, long time. I remember the first time I met him. I was working by myself when a young boy came up to me and said,
"Need any help digging those ditches, mister?"
You are the boss. You're the man.
Broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
So you do a wonderful thing. I can't say enough.
There's just nothing out there like it. I love it.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, China Girl Kenny Sasaki.
What's reading in the Penthouse Library?
Now, since we've been talking about women's liberation movement, I thought a book that I needed to check out and share with you is called Freedom for Women, Yes. It's a great book, and it gives you a great insight into what life was like before feminism became institutionalized, and including an interesting discussion on the meaning of the phrases the personal is political and sisterhood is powerful. The book is called Freedom for Women, Yes, and it's a fascinating read, that's for sure. And I certainly can't emphasize how important this particular movement was. I mean, you see how life has changed since that time to today. Boy, oh boy, something like this, along with race relations in the United States, was such a pivotal moment. John Barry now, Beat Girl. We'll be right back. Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net. Jackie Gleason, a pretty girl is like a melody. So right, Jackie. Some good news with Mad Men coming up on April 23, and they've unveiled the new poster designed by renowned artist Milton Glaser. And, of course, he uses the recurring themes from the series as part of his images, notably the head of a woman and wine being poured. Do check it out. I've got a picture on my website, cocktailnation.net, and I'm looking forward to this wonderful series back again for 2014. Let's take a look at the world of swank now, thanks to TikiDelights.com. TikiCon 2014 is on and it's coming up in July at the Red Lion Hotel in Vancouver at the Quay. The final Hooky Lau coming up June 11 in Fort Lauderdale. Beat Tiki August 14. This is over in San Diego. Alika Lyman Group playing at Tiki Caliente for May 17. The Martini Kings, they've got a whole stack of gigs which I've got up on my website, cocktailnation.net, extending right through to August at this age, so do check that out. New jazz and Latin beats from DJ Baz, Wednesday nights. You can see him at 369 North Palm Canyon Drive in downtown Palm Springs. Otto's Grotto, their regular gigs, now on a Thursday. Forbidden Island, Alameda. And Tikiaki 5-0 playing April 5 and May 10, both a Saturday, at 254 North Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs. And finally for April, Mojave Oasis back, 11, 12 and 13, mojaveoasis.com, the website to check out. For these gigs and many more on the net, cocktailnation.net and the World of Swing Gig Guide. Reg Owen now, our all-girl theme and Pretty Baby.
Cocktail Nation. Better beware. Life
sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In life of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows, steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloon. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon. To a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloon. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon.
Do it kind of girly?
Oh, yeah, I could do girly.
I know lots of married women don't know what it's all about. I know lots of married women don't know what it's all about. They want to follow their husband every time that he steps out. If he runs around, you just be cool with that man. Don't worry if he runs around. You just keep your home fires burning. He will settle down. And play your hands, girls. Play those hands, girls. Play your hands, girls. Play your hands, girls. 'Cause you'll find what's in the street gonna be what he's got at home. We'll be right back.
comes around. Baby, you be cool with that man. Don't worry if he runs around. You just keep your home fires burning. He may settle down.
So is that girly enough for you?
Welcome to the Jet Age.
You see these people staring at you? They keep peeking over their shoulders, wondering, where are you going tonight? Where are you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
Don't the Cocktail Nation.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Yeah. Give in. Give in.
Coop Cooper with Cy Coleman with those Parisian women. Next week on the show, we take a look at the life of the legendary actor and comedian Paul Lynde, and an incredible story about a woman who as a 17-year-old fan, became good friends with the man, Paul Lynde. Going to leave you with Leonard Nimoy and music to watch Space Girls by. Stay here.